sakit ng Pilipino ngayon? Cancer and cardiovascular disease. Okay? Ayun na sumagot nun. Okay? Pork, for me, at least. For me, pork and pork products are out. And you follow, if you follow my lead, let's go all to a healthy, have a healthy body. Okay? Without the toxins there. Now, a new Swedish study by Professor Lennart Hardell indicates that the carcinogenic effects of this toxin, this is an industrial pollutant, okay, PCB, can manifest themselves 30 years later. You see? So, sinasabi ko, ang development ng cancer, it takes at least 10 years to about 30 years. Yung ginawa mo 30 years ago, 20 years ago, or even just 10 years ago, eh, yun ang dahilan. Hindi naman one time mo lang ginawa. Araw-araw mong ginagawa yun. For the last 10, 20, 30 years. Okay? Norwegian men may now be developing testicular cancer due to their mothers, not due to them. Their mothers eating contaminated seafood during pregnancy. Anong seafood yun? Crabs, shells, and shrimps. Okay? PCBs are the common industrial chemicals and one of the world's most widespread and toxic pollutants. Okay? So, chemical pollutants introduced into the environment accumulating in seafoods, shrimps, crabs, shells that grow in the bottom of the sea. Okay? Three strikes din sa kanila. Strike one, concentration of chemical pollutants through the water cycle. Say, water evaporates from the sea, forms clouds in the air, tapos pupunta overland, uulan, kukuhanin yung pollution sa hangin, papagsak sa lupa, kuhanin yung pollution sa lupa, sa agriculture, dadalhin sa river, tapos sasamahan pa yung tubig na yon ng sewage, sasamahan pa ng effluents ng factories na may chemicals and toxins pa rin, sasamahan pa rin ng tubig na nanggaling sa bundok kung saan umuulan, mas madalas umuulan, eh, nagmina ng ginto doon sa bundok. Nilagyan ng mercury. May mercury na ngayon. Okay? Nasaan na yung mercury? Nakikita na nila yan sa dalag, hito, bangus, tilapia. Pond and river fish. So if you want mercury, go ahead. I don't want it. So, strike two, accumulation of pollutants within themselves through the food chain. Okay? Kasi sila-sila nagkakainan. Yung isda, kinain yung shrimp, kinain yung crab, kinain din ng isda. Sila-sila nagkakainan. Okay? So, sa kanila, sa lugar lang nila, kung saan sila nandun, doon nag-iipon-ipon yung chemicals and toxins. Okay, yung mga shells na yun, mga cone shells, pag lumalabas sila, okay, atakihin sila ng isda, hinaharpon nila ng nerve poison. So yung isda na kakainin siya, nakanganga na yung bibig, matitigil na lang. Pag gano'n na lang siya, nakanganga yung bibig, na poison na siya. Paralysis, instant paralysis. Okay? So, shrimps, crab shells, oysters, squid, lobsters for me are out. Except when I eat exotic, yung tipsy na ano na lobster, kuracha, and nung magpunta ako sa Australia, no, doon lang ako kumain nun. Yung sa Pilipinas, hindi ko kakainin. Okay. Toxic chemicals and damaged genes are also found in cooking. Cooking produces powerful toxic peroxides. What is a peroxide? What peroxide do you know? Hydrogen peroxide, agua oxigenada. Okay? Hydrogen peroxide. Pambuhay ba yan o pampatay? Pampatay ng bacteria, pampatay ng skin cells para mag-dry up yung wound. Tapos, pampatay din ng kulay. Diba? Pati kulay, pinapatay nga niya. Yung black na kulay. So, iinom ba kayo ng agua oxigenada? Siyempre, hindi. Pero tuwing kumakain kayo ng prito, at ang ginamit pang prito is unsaturated oil. Okay? Unsaturated oil. Yung unsaturated oil na yon naging peroxide na. So, parang na rin kayong umiinom ng agua oxigenada. Okay? Ayoko nun. Kaya hindi ako. Yes. So, exposure to high heat cooking above 100 degrees converts unsaturated fats to lipid peroxides. Okay? High temperature cooking, baking and frying produces another chemical toxin that is carcinogenic. So, yung foods na yan, talagang magbabagong buhay na kayo kasi dati kinakain yun, nakaka-cancer yun. Okay? Broiling meat in char, alam na natin to, produces benzopyrenes and methylcholanthine. Heating food in plastic, even, containers, okay, plastic containers, releases chemicals in the plastic to the food. Okay? So, hindi ko ginagamit yung plastic sa microwave. Okay, kahit microwaveable pa siya. Okay? And these chemical toxins also reduce the natural killer cell activity by about 50 to 60%. And that's what the cancer likes. Pag nag-develop na siya, walang pipigil sa kanya. Kasi sira yung immune system. Kasi ang nag-cause ng development niya is also magpapahina din sa immune system. Kaya, happy-happy siya. Tutubo siya ng tutubo. Hanggang sa magpakita na siya pag 1 million na sila. At genius na sila. Okay? So, excessive glucose, this is another one that feeds cancer. Okay? Cancer cells are highly sensitive to insulin. Ang papasok sa cancer cells is the sugar. Mas papasok sa cancer kesa sa normal cells kasi mas sensitive siya sa insulin. Research also shows that insulin resistance of non-cancer cells and hyperinsulinism and hyperinsulinemia may be linked to several kinds of cancer. Para anong ibig sabihin ito? Pag diabetic ka, mas prone ka to cancer. Okay? So, refined foods and low fiber diet will give a high peak ng blood sugar. That's why sundin nyo yung 1-1-1-1 meal, okay? In that order. Fruits, vegetables, fiber foods first, then protein, then huli yung carbo. Okay? Pag binaliktad nyo yan, may problema. Kailangan mauna yung fiber. Okay? Kasi ito yung processing that removes the fiber. Just to show you, wala ng fiber dun sa white rice. 0.4 grams na lang. Sa brown rice, 1.8. Okay? So, how do we reduce the available glucose for the cancer cells? Have a high fiber diet. That means 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables. That's eating right. Okay? And this is what will happen. High fiber diet, fiber foods first. Sabi natin, di ba? In that order, fruits, vegetables, protein, carbo. Okay? And the blood sugar will remain low. Hindi siya magpipik. Okay? Now, also vitamin C was found to be helpful. Okay? Eating right. High vitamin C can be helpful. Okay? 4.2 times longer survival. Okay? You want longer survival? 4.2 times with 10 grams per day. I have patients who have taken 30 grams per day of vitamin C. Okay? Yung powder form na binibigay ko sa kanila, hindi na yung capsule. Kasi imagine mo 30 grams capsule, at 60 capsules a day. So, ano na siya, yung powder form. Okay? Also, they starve the cancer cells. Okay? Ascorbates neutralize free radicals, become converted to dehydroascorbate. And cancer cells take up the dehydroascorbate that looks like glucose. Okay? So, pwede pa natin dinlangin. Matalino man daw ang matching. Napaglilinlangan din. Ito yung matching na kalaban natin. Okay? So, linlangin natin sila with the vitamin C because siyang papasok, imbis na glucose, manghihina yung cancer cells. Vitamin C also walls off the cancer cells. Okay? And this is the study, high-dose ascorbate cytotoxicity to cancer cells enhanced by lipoic acid from spinach. So, yan, kinocombine ko sa clinic for my cancer patients. Okay? Anti-cancer effect of pharmacologic. This is already one study, recent. This is the most recent. How recent? Last month lang, August 2011. Anti-cancer effect of pharmacologic ascorbate. Pharmacologic, ibig sabihin yan, high doses. Okay? Mega doses. And its interaction with supplementary parenteral glutathione. Actually, sinasabi dyan, yung iba sa inyo baka nag-glutathione. Huwag isasabay ang vitamin C with glutathione. Okay? There is antagonism between vitamin C and glutathione. Okay? So, kung magbabitamin C kayo, itigil niyo yung glutathione. Yun ang sinasabi ng study niya. Ascorbate exerts anti-proliferative effects also. And ito, sinasabi na nila kung anong mechanism. Through cell cycle inhibition. That's molecular oncology, cell cycle. Okay? So, excess omega-6 naman, so this is the third, excess omega-6 feeds cancer cells. Okay? Omega-6 promotes development of mammary tumors in chemically induced rats, according to that study. And pork has 9:1 omega-6 to omega-3. Yun ang proportion niya. Sobrang dami ng omega-6. Land meat eaters, if you eat a lot of land meat, fish and chicken and panfish and river fish, tapos chicken, pork, and beef, on the last, the proportion is 40:1. Balance excessive omega-6 with omega-3. Okay? And ito yung healthy balance ng omega-6 to omega-3. It should be 1:1 up to 6:1. Omega-6 to omega-3. Yan ang proportion. And full cream doesn't feed cancer cells. Full cream powdered milk from grass-fed cows para walang chemical toxin from the feeds. Right? 1:1 ang omega-6 to omega-3. Perfect. Then, 6:1 is still okay. This is found in organically grown vegetables, okay? Beef from, again, grass-fed cows. And then, free-range chicken. And then, sa egg, soft-boiled organic eggs. That's the best for cancer patients, okay? So, feeding right, okay? Now, the last two, I will expand on the full cream milk. Okay? Whole cow's milk formula is better than skim milk. Okay? They reduce allergy, incidence of cancer also, seizures, respiratory infection, even diabetes. Okay? According to those four studies. So there are many studies. All of this is based on study. Full cream milk contains lactalbumin, which lowers the glutathione levels in breast, liver, and pancreatic cancers without affecting the glutathione levels of normal cells. Okay? They contain mammary-derived growth inhibitor, which reversibly inhibits proliferation of normal and malignant mammary epithelial cells. Okay? Butterfat, butyric acid, 20% of the cream of the milk is butyric acid, and it is used by the colon as an energy source and is anti-carcinogenic. Okay? Most of my colon cancer patients they either don't drink milk or they drink only skim milk and they have colon cancer. Why? Because they didn't get the butyric acid. Mabuti, mabuti yon sa kanila. Okay. Role of short chain, that's another study in autism, two types of programmed cell death in colon cancer cells. So kung may colon cancer na, makakabuti pa yung milk. Okay? Because of the short chain saturated fat, which is butyric acid. Mabuti pa rin. Ay, mabuti pa rin. Napapagaya tuloy ako kayo. Okay? Benefits of butterfat in milk. Yan ano naman, butyric acid, short chain, inhibits cholesterol synthesis. Okay? Brain and nerve cell strength by its conversion to GABA. Okay? So marami siyang kabutihan. Okay? Another butterfat in milk, which is the cream of the milk, has conjugated linoleic acid. Okay? Potent, naturally occurring anti-carcinogen. Sino nagsasabing ang milk feeds cancer? Wala na makakapagsabi niyan. Milk is good against cancer. And it should be full cream. And depende sa milk, syempre. Yung not skim and not given feeds. Yung grass-fed dapat yung cows. Okay? So it's not the milk. It's really the contamination of the milk that is the problem. Okay? Egg. Soft-boiled egg reduces cardiovascular, homocysteine yan eh, levels of homocysteine. But prevents some forms of cancer, cervical, uterus, lung, colon, liver, and leukoplakia. Ang daming cancer pipigilan ng eating soft-boiled eggs from native chicken, organic pa. Okay, that's the best. Okay? Cysteine, okay? These are antioxidant, okay? Enzymes using because glutathione is a cysteine containing peptide. Okay? So, soft-boiled eggs, more benefits. About fish, okay? Fish is a source of omega-3. Okay? So, omega-3, anong benefits ng omega-3? Ibabalance niya yung omega-6. Okay? So, ito yung summary sa slide ng feeding and starving. Ito ang picturean nyo. Okay. So, summary, feeds cancer and then starves cancer. Okay? And sabi ni Hippocrates, let your food be your medicine be your food. That's not true anymore. Why? If you choose health-promoting foods and maintaining foods, your food is medicine. But if you choose the foods contaminated with toxins, that's not medicine. Okay? So what foods are medicines against cancer? Fruits, vegetables, beans, food herbs, and teas. Yung lima na naman na sinabi ko kanina. And among the animal foods, yung full cream powdered milk from grass-fed cows, boiled or organic eggs from free-range chicken, fish, salmon, lapu-lapu, maya-maya, because these are from the sea, with scales and relatively small. Okay? And second to the last slide, this is another way of showing my food recommendations in traffic light form. Okay? So, yung nasa taas, they're highly toxic. So, stop. Yung nasa gitna, caution. Kasi yung grass-fed, they're okay. Yung given feeds, they're not okay. Kaya nandun sila sa caution. Then fish, cans from the sea with scales and small, whole grain powdered eggs, soft-boiled eggs, fruits, vegetables, whole grain cereals, beans, nuts, legumes, lahat ng mga plant foods, they're all good. And the good way of cooking is steaming, boiling, nilaga, sinigang, pangat, paksiw, stew, raw is also good. Fruits and vegetables, eat raw, cook in coconut milk, and also cook in curry. Okay? And my last slide is a diet prescription for your soul. Let's not forget the soul. Body, mind, and soul. Take 2 cups full of patience when you wake up in the morning. Okay? And this is the dish I have prepared for you follow you today. I'm ready till 11 tonight if I still need someone. Okay? So, 2 cups full of patience, 1 heart full of love, okay? Yan ang heart full of love, 2 hands full of generosity, okay? 1 dash of laughter, okay? Sprinkle with kindness, mix them well with prayer. Kasi sabi ko, yan yung ingredient na kulang. I saw this in our kitchen before, di namin, di alam kung sino, anonymous eh. Okay? So, pero sabi ko, kulang ng prayer. Diba? Do you agree? We need to add, mix them well, pala, with prayer. And then serve everyone you meet during the day. Prepare enough that will last you till before you sleep. Yung katabi mo, baka wala ka ng patience. Okay? So, thank you very much. It has been a pleasure serving you all. That's my welcome.
So thank you very much po, Dr. Nvidia. It's unfortunate that we don't have enough time anymore for Q&A. Okay? Nandito na rin po yung mga nasa next session. I'm sure naman po na marami tayong natutunan. Sobrang full pack po yung short na lecture ni Dr. Nvidia. Marami ba kayong natutunan? Yes! So magtinu-tinu na tayo. Napaisip nga ako ngayon, baka yun yata yung kinakain ko ng bata. So again, thank you very much for the third video. Palakpakan po natin siya. Thank you very, very much. Co-founder of Project Pink at alam po natin isang magaling na actress, no other than Miss Melissa De Leon.